Prime Time Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Jeff Hodges, number 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Thursday morning, the 3rd of August, 7:23. Light rain out there right now, 78 degrees. And we are very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by First United Methodist Church spokesperson Kelly Barrett. We'll be talking about the church's annual school supplies drive. And I'll tell you what, it is a massive effort to do what they do. Kelly, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Well, glad
for welcoming me this morning.
Oh, glad to have you in. So is everything packed up and ready, or we still got a little bit of time before everything gets gathered, collected, and ready for the kiddos here in a couple of weeks?
We are really close to being ready to rock and roll. I think we have some classes maybe that are already delivered, but we're rocking and rolling. We're ready for school to begin.
Well, I mentioned, Kelly, this is a massive effort, and we just kind of want to let people know exactly what this entails. What exactly are you spearheading, First United Methodist Church, school supplies for the kids? How does this work?
So we've got 12 buildings, about 4,500 students, between 4,300 and 4,500 students we provide school supplies for. We've been doing this for about 10 years, and we provide school supplies for every student in USD 253. And we're so thrilled to be able to continue this gift to the district students. And it's something that we feel like is something that we're just proud to do year after year, and is a big part of our mission in Emporia here.
How did this get started? I know Dana Romer was our point person for years in talking about this, but how did this effort get started, and really, why did it get started?
So in 2015, our bishop in Kansas really urged Methodists to try to figure out how to do more in their communities. And at that time, we were just donating school supplies to just one school here in Emporia. We were working predominantly just with Walnut School, and we kind of, you know, here at First UMC, we were thinking, how could we do more, and how could we dream big and try to do something, you know, what would be pie in the sky goal? And we thought, well, could we possibly supply supplies to everybody, not kids that just needed it, not kids that we're asking for it, but every single student in the district, and remove that stigma of, you know, these kids have the donated supplies, these kids asked for it or whatever, but every single kid having the exact same thing. So you couldn't tell who had the donated supplies. You couldn't tell who got whatever, but everybody had just what they needed and came to school. Teachers didn't have to worry about whether kids had crayons or, you know, would there be a lack of whatever. And we at that point, we made a capital campaign in our church, and we made it happen that first year. And from that point, we've grown with sponsorships. This year, we're participating in the Emporia Community Foundation Match Day. And so it's grown. We've matched with lots of community partners over the years, and have been really fortunate to be able to continue to lead the charge in this gift year after year. But have definitely worked with a lot of different partners to make this gift possible year after year.
And we're talking with Kelly Barrett, First United Methodist Church, the church's annual school supplies drive. and a huge effort that it is. And Kelly mentioned getting support and partners. So what does it cost to pull this off annually, Kelly?
You know, I don't really have a specific dollar figure for you, Chuck, but I will say that, you know, we know, and everybody listening knows, that things have gotten more and more expensive every single year. And, you know, even now Dollar Tree is $1.25 tree. So this year we have been really fortunate to be we're part of Match Day this year. And so that's going to be able to afford us the opportunity to be able to be funded in advance. And so we'll be able to snag deals as soon as we see them. Typically what we do is we kind of fund as we go, but this next school year will be funded before we need it. So we'll be able to see, pencil boxes on Amazon, Amazon Prime Day or whatever, and be able to purchase them. And so that will be a whole new ball game for us this year to be able to save money and be able to get things a little bit cheaper. So,
and when does the process start every year? You know, once everything's all, you know, boxed and delivered here later on this month, when do you get started here on the next year's effort?
As soon as the stuff is in the classrooms, we're already starting for the next year. Typically, you mentioned Dana Romer. She's kind of our boss in charge at the church, and she is always looking for deals. She's always looking for ways to try to find ways to make this more economical the next year. She's looking for deals. And she's great as far as, if somebody at a school contacts and says, you know, we're doing a special project or we need, you know, X, Y, and Z, she'll typically try to find a way to fill those gaps as the school year goes on. And if a teacher finds something that they need, she'll figure out a way to make sure that those needs are filled. If we have a move-in of a student or, you know, several students or whatever, we run out of things, she'll make sure that we get those needs filled. And we are constantly starting, and we start the day after we finish. So we're working on school supplies year round.
Kelly,
we're always thinking of that.
Kelly Barrett joining us here on KVUE and KVUE.com as we have our newsmaker segment talking about the massive effort through First United Methodist Church to get all kids their school supplies really at the start of the school year and get them off to a great start. So when do these school supplies become available here? And what is really the method of delivery here for the schools?
So our principals give the numbers of students by grade in elementary schools as soon as enrollment is kind of wrapped up, we get those numbers, and our youth group usually helps divide all of the classrooms up. We get them all marked up, and then we deliver them to the schools. The community relations gets together with Dana, and we deliver them kind of like little Christmas elves and deliver them into the school district buildings. And they're there for teachers to deliver to the classrooms, and they're there for teachers as soon as we get those enrollment numbers solidified. At the high school is the only place where it's a little bit different, and they do kind of a shopping day because every kid has their own enrollment and kind of has their own needs based on their classes. And so they have everything out on tables, and kids go around and get what they need.
So what is an average school supply pack for a student consist of?
For elementary kids, you've got your crayons, your pencils, your highlighters, pens, markers, colored pencils, scissors, erasers, glue sticks. We usually do dry erase markers, and spiral notebooks, composition books. We do three-ring binders for your middle school kids with, of course, you've got a pencil pouch in there, folders, dividers, loose leaf paper. We do that for the little kiddos, too. Post-it notes, index cards, and then we do a pencil box for the younger kiddos. We really try to try to get whatever is needed with the exception of a backpack and a box of tissues. And typically at the end of each school year, we try to go back to the schools and just say, hey, are there different needs? Are there things you need, things you don't need from the previous year, to ensure that those lists are current? Because we want to make sure that what we are buying each year is what the teachers do need in their classroom.
So backpacks aren't included then? Is that what you said?
Correct. They are the only things that we don't provide, okay, because those are really personal
expensive,
to
students.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Well, Kelly, is there anything else we're missing that you wanted to bring out here about the church's effort here to get those kids stocked up and ready to go?
No, we're just really, really happy to continue to be able to do this, and we hope that it is still just as big a gift as we intend it to be to families in Emporia, and we're grateful to do it, and we're glad to be able to support students in their needs to get started and to be able to continue their education. We know that that's a really important part for our kiddos.
All right, Kelly, keep up the great work. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Kelly.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Kelly Barrett, First United Methodist Church. School supplies for all 4,000-plus students, USD 253. Now, I thought they'd be able to come up with a ballpark cost-wise. Well, I guess we could kind of do the math here.
I would
if it's,
have
to. What? So school supplies, what? If it's just $10 per pack, that's $40,000. If it's 20, it's $80,000.
Right.
So you get the picture.
Yeah, it's not cheap.
How much money goes into providing this for all the students here, USD 253. So thanks to the First United Methodist Church and all the fine work that they do.
Absolutely.
What a project.
Indeed. Want to let you know, too, that if you want to be part of our newsmaker spots, next 3 weeks are starting to fill up